Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart. Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
3 minutes past the hour, 3 o'clock. Gym class coming your way on a rainy Wednesday here on KGYM. Plenty to get to on the show today as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. Jeff Johnson of the Cedar Rapids Gazette will join us. We'll talk Cedar Rapids Colonels baseball, baseball in general. We'll do that here in just a little bit. Also, Chris Liss, rotowire.com, answering your fantasy baseball questions, maybe a few fantasy football questions as well. Big news today as far as the city of Cedar Rapids is concerned this afternoon. We will let you in on that and a whole lot more, including your chance to play Race to Win, and we'll give away $100 in cash sometime between now and 7 o'clock tonight during local programming here on KGYM. So keep it right here. Gym class coming up next. Also tell you about where we were over the lunch hour today. It is a gym class coming your way for a Wednesday here on KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us here today. Rainy, and if you are listening in the, probably the southeastern quadrant of the state of Iowa, you got some rocky weather going through right now. Just south, around the between Burlington and Ottumwa, right along Highway 34 right now. You got some very rocky weather going through. In fact, there's a tornado warning for southern Henry County that goes until 3:30, and there is a funnel cloud that has been spotted down there. So we have rain up here, been raining for the most part throughout the day here in eastern Iowa. We did have a little bit of a reprieve over the lunch hour mark as we were down on the University of Iowa campus today in Iowa City over on Madison Street, and chance to, I know the guys last year were over there at the very start of the new dorm going up, and now we're there almost at the completion of the new dorm going up on the University of Iowa campus just north of the IMU, and boy, it's a daunting and a beautiful building, and we were down there feeding over 200 today.
We were, and we had a great time, and I hope the workers there did as well. Yeah, this is a three-tower, 10-story dorm. It's massive and beautiful. It really is. And as you mentioned, it's nearing completion. And they're hoping to be done by the end of the month. And we actually got to sit in on a little meeting with the workers and learned that over 530,000 man-hours have been put into this project.
Yeah.
And we're not talking minimum wage jobs either.
No, great for everybody. And boy, it is a beautiful building down there, and it really adds to the campus. And just toward the river from Courier and Stanley and Burge and that area down the hill and toward the Iowa Memorial Union.
I can't imagine coordinating a project like that.
Oh man. Yeah, we'll find out a little bit more about that when we visit with the one of the project managers. We'll do that coming up during the 3 o'clock hour here today. As I mentioned, we're going to talk to Jeff Johnson coming up here in just a little bit. Also on the program today, Chris Liss of rotowire.com will be coming up as well. We'll talk all things fantasy sports with Chris. That'll be coming up here in just a couple of minutes. First of all, I mentioned during the top of the show here as we started, big news today as far as the city of Cedar Rapids is concerned and the United States Golf Association. Ever since the redo a few years ago at the Cedar Rapids Country Club, as Ron Pritchard came in, we talked to Ron on Caddy Smack a couple of times and got his thoughts. He's kind of the Donald Ross doctor, if you will, going around to Ross courses around the country and bringing them back to the original design that Donald Ross intended. Did that at the Cedar Rapids Country Club. Country Club then, they had a very ambitious schedule of what they wanted to do. They wanted to bring tournaments back to Cedar Rapids and CRCC, and they have the first one here. Now, they have had local qualifiers for various events. 2016 U.S. Open last year. Also, they had a qualifier for the Drive, Chip, and Putt Championship for the kids that contested the finals every year at Augusta National. Also, this year, they're going to be hosting the 2017 Iowa Amateur, but this is a big one. This is a national event coming up August 24th through the 29th in 2019. It'll be the 58th annual U.S. Senior Women's Amateur Championship. We'll be coming to the Cedar Rapids Country Club in our fair city.
Well, it's cool news, especially if you're a golf fan. And this is the third time in history that Iowa has hosted a USGA event, and the first time in 20 years a USGA event will come to Iowa. It's the first time Cedar Rapids, as you mentioned, will host August 24 through 29 of 2019. Previous USGA events held in Iowa, the 1999 U.S. Senior Open Men's Championship at the Des Moines Golf and Country Club, and then in 1963, the U.S. Amateur Championship Final that was held at Wakanda. And Cedar Rapids Country Club opened under the Donald Ross design in 1915, and as you mentioned, it started the redo in 2011. And, the restoration included the reclamation of open vistas, the reestablishment of original lines of play, delivery of watershed-driven infrastructure, and green complex improvements featuring the expansion and recontouring of 12 greens and the complete redesign of 3 greens. You and I go over there, we may not notice the place.
I had a chance to go there last year, and yeah, it was totally different than I remembered it. I got to play it as a kid at the Pribble.
Mm-hmm.
Was played there. One of the rounds, 4 rounds, kind of the junior City Am, if you will. And now a lot of those players are in the City Am and doing very well. But anyway, I got a chance to play it, and boy, it's tough, and now tougher, certainly. And it'll be a stern test for some of the best senior amateur women across the country. So that's cool. That's cool for Cedar Rapids. Feel good about that. And they're going to try to get more events like that. And the USGA, if they like an event and if it goes well, then usually you're going to get another one. So I'm not saying the US Open is going to come to Cedar Rapids or anything like that, but could be maybe a US Amateur coming again. I can certainly see a US Amateur being played at the Cedar Rapids Country Club.
Mm-hmm.
The senior, who knows, maybe a senior. There are endless possibilities. I don't think we're going to get a U.S. Open or anything like that, or a U.S. senior. Oh, who knows? Who knows?
U.S. senior women amateur will be played this coming year in Portland, Oregon, and in 2018 in Vero Beach, Florida. It is open to any female amateur who has reached her 50th birthday honor before the first day of the championship, and they have to have a handicap index not exceeding 18.4. The championship play is preceded by an 18-hole section of qualifying conducted by state and regional golf associations. Then from the sectionals, 132 players will compete in 36 holes of stroke play at Cedar Rapids Country Club.
There you go. That's how you get down to the field that they will have. So that's very good news, exciting news coming up. Speaking of golf, we're going to have another chance for you to win with the City of Cedar Rapids Golf Department. We're going to let our winner today go home with 2 18-hole rounds of golf and 2 sleeves of golf balls, courtesy of the City of Cedar Rapids Golf Courses. More details at our website at kgymradio.com. And, of course, those 2 free rounds, good for golf at Gardner, Twin Pines, Ellis, or Jones, which will be opening up next week. Hit around a bucket of balls, ask about the Young Professional Season Pass, and reserve your tee time today by going to playcedarrapidsgolf.com, and we'll have a chance for you to win that coming up.
Jerry Ask Investment Services text line available to you, 319-366-1600. If you'd like to learn more, go to jkainvest.com. Ryan from Walford, our friend at 0190. Scott, you know the official rule: if a tee shot hits a bird in the air and ends up in the ball ends up in the hazard, free re-hit or play it as it lies. And I know where Ryan's going
yeah,
with this
because
we saw video on Twitter of a gentleman trying to hit it was a dog leg left, and water continuously down the left-hand side, hit his tee shot, unfortunately hit a duck, and both
duck lost.
And ball ended up in the hazard.
Yeah, duck lost, unfortunately. As far as I know, now I'd have to double check this, but as far as I know, that's rub of the green.
No re-tee.
Don't believe so. I don't believe so.
Same as if you would hit a tree.
Exactly.
And it bounces in the water.
Yep. It's unfortunate. Now, I can go through the rules of golf. And
who's a pitcher to the hit a bird? Randy Johnson?
Randy Johnson did. I will say this. In a best shot event down at Brown Deer in Iowa City, this has been maybe 7-8 years ago, playing with two gentlemen, happened to us. Not to me, one of the guys in our group.
Hit a bird in the air.
Hit a bird in the air. Bird lost that as well. And that one, the ball just went straight down after about 30 yards.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a best shot, so obviously we didn't take that shot. So it was a different situation. But we were kind of kicking around that day and seeing what would happen if we had to take that shot.
I don't have a rule book on me, but it makes sense what you say.
Yeah, it's not, you get a re-tee.
I mean, there's local rules everywhere, but right. I don't think they affect birds.
No,
or flying objects.
We'll try to find it, but I think it's rub of the green. It's unfortunate, but we'll find out.
You got a golf pro out there listening?
We'll find out. Where's
Brian? Not Brian playing today.
Brian is a week away from being back on Caddy Snack. We'll get him. We'll get this for you. Don't worry about that, Ryan. 319-366-1600 if you'd like to join us on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. Going to talk to Jeff Johnson coming up here in just a little bit. One other thing I wanted to get to before we bring in Jeff is CBSSports.com. Yeah, it's silly season as far as college football is concerned, but they do this the past several years. CBSSports.com has rated the Power 5 coaches. They do this each and every year, and it's a subjective rating, obviously. There are no right answers. There are no wrong answers to this. And they go through all 65. Is that correct, Mark?
That's correct.
They went from 65 to 26 earlier on, and we can tell you that Matt Campbell, the Iowa State coach, was 61. I would have put him a little higher than that. I certainly would have put him ahead of Beatty of Kansas, who was one step higher in the ladder. But anyway, again, this is subjective, so we'll see what the top 25 is here. Some of the highlights. Number 23 is Jim McElwain, who's having all sorts of problems today, who is trying to prove that he was not naked on top of a shark. You heard all about that on the Dan Le Batard show today. That was not him. Looks like him, but it wasn't him. Brian Kelly fell 10 spots, number 22 in this survey. Number 20 is Kirk Ferentz, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
Was number 19 last year, and the snippet, along with Kirk Ferentz, the very face of boring, monotonous success. Sure, Iowa may not be the most exciting team, and it may not be a great team, but it's never a bad team under Ferentz. I think we take that for granted sometimes. That's what...
Kind of spot on.
I would agree. So number 20 for Kirk Ferentz. James Franklin of Penn State, number 18. Pat Fitzgerald, 16th. Mike Gundy of Oklahoma State is number 12. Mark D'Antonio, Michigan State, 11. Gary Patterson of TCU is 10th. Was as high as number 3 last year. Bill Snyder at number 9. What do you think about that? I find that very interesting that he's at number 9. That high.
I don't know. He's proven to be a very good coach, turning around the program twice and still being competitive.
How much longer he's going to stay is...
And whether his son will take over.
Yeah, a lot of conjecture about that in the last week. All right, Oklahoma's Bobby Stoops, number 6. Jim Harbaugh, number 5. I thought he'd be higher. I thought he would be higher. Jimbo Fisher at number 4 for Florida State. And the top 3... You can pretty much guess this. Dabo Swinney of Clemson, number 3. Urban Meyer, number 2. And probably doesn't take a genius from Harvard to figure out who is number 1. That would be Nick Saban of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
CBS Sports has said more or less that as far as Matt Campbell's ranking at 61, may or may not be fair, but 3-9 is still 3-9. And I would agree with you. I would rank him, based on what he's done so far in terms of being competitive, I'd rank him slightly higher.
I would agree. And after this year, maybe he will be higher out there. 319-366-1600, if you'd like to comment on that as we take you through the Wednesday edition of the program right here on KGYM. And again, some severe weather down to our south. If you're down south of the Washington, Iowa area, you may want to be sky aware, as they say, as some bumpy weather going through there. There is a tornado warning till 3:30 in southern Henry County, which if you're listening down there via the KGYM radio app or on the internet, do so at your safe place.
Text coming in on golf balls hitting flying objects.
Maybe we have our answer.
7295, ever seen a ball hit a deer and then a tree? I have a true story. 4007, family vacation in Okoboji, playing around off the very first tee box. Drove it 30 yards out, the bird, nothing left of it, but only went 100 yards. So it happens to people.
It does.
6015, Happy Gilmore says play it as lies.
And Happy should know about that. All right. 319 here on the Wednesday edition of the program. We're going to talk to Jeff Johnson of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. We'll do that coming up here in just a little bit. Mark?
Race to win.
Want to play a little race to win here, Mark?
Absolutely. Did I hear Matt in Iowa won a prize yesterday? Somebody like that?
Did he? Well, let me take a look at the sheet here and see if he did. We'll find out from Alex.
We will.
Coming up here in just a moment.
He says yes.
All right,
yes.
Matt won. So very good. We're going to take caller number six right now, 319-366-1600. You can play race to win.
Yeah, 5663 real quickly, a traffic update. 380 between Iowa City and Cedar Rapids. It's raining so hard, visibility is down to about a quarter mile, maybe less.
Yeah, be careful out there. All right, caller number six, we will play Race to Win coming up.
Where would we be without mothers? I think it's pretty safe to say we owe them a lot. So this year at Siebke Hoyt Jewelers, we're making it incredibly easy to show the mothers in our world how much we appreciate them. We start off with an amazing selection of diamond and colored diamond jewelry from Levion. And then we'll add a beautiful spring bouquet of flowers with any purchase of $149 or more. Next, we add saving up to 25% off your purchase. And then we'll top it all off with a chance to win a $5,000 shopping spree. Wouldn't she just love a new or upsized pair of diamond studs or a Pandora Mother's Day set? She sure deserves it. Join us in celebrating moms at Siebke Hoyt Jewelers Mother's Day event. Mother's Day is coming May 14th, and we're here to make it real easy to show moms how much we appreciate them. We're Siebke Hoyt Jewelers, where Cedar Rapids gets engaged and shows mom we love her.
April showers bring May dollars. KGYM is giving you a chance to win cash each day in May with $100 a day in the month of May. Listen each day to Mike and Mike in the Morning for a phrase from the show. Then later on the gym class in the Todd Brommelkamp Show, we'll play that morning's phrase. And caller number six will win $100. $100 a day in the month of May. Sponsored by Toyota of Iowa City. Right here on KGYM.
Play the greens and save some green now at St. Andrews Golf Club. Monday through Friday before 1 and after 5, ride 18 holes for $23. Bring your juniors with you because kids 12 and under play free anytime Monday through Friday. And on weekday evenings, take in a relaxing 18 holes with a cart for just $23 too. Only at St. Andrews Golf Club, 1866 Blair's Ferry Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids. All items subject to sales tax, special prices for walk-ins only, not scheduled outings.
If there's one thing the pros at Advance know, it's parts.
Advance Auto Parts and Batteries, Craig can help you.
Hey, Craig, I need an oil change. I was wondering if you had any deals.
Yes, we have 5 quarts of Castrol Edge with a K&N filter for $22.99.
That's a good deal. Castrol Edge is good stuff, right?
Absolutely. Helps the performance of hardworking engines.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah, you can't get better protection.
Wow, even better.
Now at Advance Auto, get 5 quarts of Castrol Edge or High Mileage Full Synthetic and a K&N oil filter for just $22.99 after mail-in rebate. See store for details, also at participating CarQuest stores.
There are two things every parent wants when their child goes to college: for their child to do well, and a way to afford it. Now, with Discover Student Loans, parents can have the best of both worlds. Not only do our loans cover up to 100% of school-certified costs with zero fees, but we'll give them a cash reward for each new student loan if they earn at least a 3.0 GPA or equivalent. That means every A in history or B in math could help them earn a cash reward for good grades. Just one of the many ways we treat you like you'd treat you. Apply now in 15 minutes or less at discoverstudentloans.com. Limitations apply.
Looking back at the glory days while keeping the pulse on the here and now. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on The Gym Class, KGYM.
Back with you here on The Gym Class at 3:23, Wednesday edition. We're going to talk to Jeff Johnson coming up here in just a moment or two, but we're going to play a little race to win right now. And I believe we got Gus of Cedar Rapids on the line with us this afternoon. Gus, how are you?
Doing great, guys. How are you doing?
We're doing great for a rainy Wednesday. And have you been keeping track of the game so far?
Yeah, I think 4-10 are gone, right?
That is correct. That's what Matt guessed yesterday, and he won the Hurricane Grill and Wings $50 gift card. So what I'm going to ask you, Gus, is for your first number and see if you can take home a prize today as well.
Let's go with Ryan Sandberg.
That would be number 23.
You got it.
All right. See what is behind Ryan Sandberg.
Free round of golf with a cart from St. Andrews Golf Club.
All right. So number 23 is a round of golf, two free rounds of golf at St. Andrews Golf Club. So, Gus, what's going to match that?
Let's go 18.
Number 18, because there are 18 holes in a golf course, right?
There you go.
All right. That's good thinking. Let's see what number 18 brings.
Passes to Breakout CR Escape Rooms, a $50 value.
Two passes to CRR Escape Rooms. So, Gus didn't win this time, but try again. Thank you very much for listening, and we do appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks, guys.
You bet. And Todd will play along with Alex. That'll be coming up here. They'll play twice, as a matter of fact, during the Todd Bromwell Camp Show with Alex Kuhn.
Often in my life, I've thought of going to the escape room.
That, you know what? I've heard some great things about it.
I have, too.
And it is a really, really neat place. $50 value for that. So no winner for us. We will again pass it along to the Todd Bromwell Camp Show coming up. Again, be careful out there. Some very heavy rain going through the corridor right now. So as we mentioned, the traffic on 380, about a quarter of a mile visibility at this time. So please be careful out there. All right, we're going to take a break. Come back. Jeff Johnson will join us from the Gazette. We'll talk some Colonels baseball after this.
Public Clearing Home is here at the home of Barb White, winner of our $5,000 a week forever sweepstakes. Let's go surprise her with the good news. Oh, my. Oh, well, I've never seen anything quite like this, folks. It appears Barb has let her lawn go for a few years, maybe. We'll just go around the side. Oh, oh, that's not going to work.
Ooh, is that Public Clearing Home? Did I win?
Yes, ma'am, you won. We've got the check right here. Just need to get it to you.
Walk by the wind chimes next to the bug zapper.
Okay, sure. Okay,
duck your head under. Oh, I can't believe I won. This is just so exciting. Oh, dear. Are you okay?
You have a moat? You know what? We'll mail you the check. I hope you have a gigantic mailbox.
I do, in fact, right next to my gnome nativity scene. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Need landscaping? Get a loan. Go to Paco. DePaco Community Credit Union. We got you covered. With low rates and local service, getting money has never been easier. Apply now at DePaco.com.
DePaco Community Credit Union. Equal opportunity lender.
Is your garden an extrovert or a wallflower? The life of the party or a shrinking violet? The Home Depot has plans to fit any garden's personality, like bright, bold salvia or calm and classic dianthus. 1 gallon sizes, your choice, 3 for $10. Come pick your favorites and take your pick. Get a fresh take on spring with 1 gallon dianthus or salvia, your choice, 3 for $10. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store, U.S. only. See store for details.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
You are a mighty fortress of self-reliance. Your bike has the power of 1,000 horses. With accident forgiveness and total loss coverage, the two of you are invincible. Like an oatmeal raisin cookie in a bulletproof vest.
Protect your bike with the number one motorcycle insurer and hit the road with ease. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, number one in motorcycle insurance from 2014 Millward Brown National Survey data.
It's time for breakfast at Burger King.
Remember at Burger King, I got the 3 for 89 cent pancake deal?
Yeah.
I tried to take one.
But they're 89 cents.
Yeah.
You can spare one.
I understand, but you know what I said.
Well, you said respect the stack.
And did you?
No, because I like pancakes. Respect that stack. Get 3 pancakes for just 89 cents. That's 3 fluffy golden pancakes for 89 cents now at Burger King. Here's another great breakfast deal. 2 croissant sandwiches for just $4. Only at Burger King. Limited time at participating Burger King restaurants.
You'll probably find them either on the golf course or at the bowling alley. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, The Gym Class on KGYM.
Back with you here at 3:28 on The Gym Class on KGYM. I'm going to talk to Jeff Johnson coming up here in just a moment. Coming up on the Ape... Dang. Todd Rommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. They're going to have your opportunity to pick up tickets to see Kid Rock coming to the Iowa State Fair. Got your tickets with them all this week. Kid Rock will be there on Sunday, August the 20th at 8 o'clock at the State Fairgrounds in Des Moines. And they've got tickets for you to win. That'll be coming up during the Todd Rommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock tonight.
Subject Todd and Alex talked about yesterday is the subject of our poll question right now. How do you feel about the idea of schools having a quote-unquote coach in waiting? Is that a good idea or a bad idea? Thanks to Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's. Talking about Bill Snyder's situation, maybe down the road it's Kirk and Brian Ferentz. We'll see.
Never know. That could play out here in just a little bit. Well, it's a good thing the Colonels aren't here tonight because, boy, it would be
it would be a night off.
It would be a tough one to get in here tonight. Talk Colonels, other things baseball. Jeff Johnson, Cedar Rapids Gazette, joining us here on the Wednesday edition of the show. How you doing, JJ?
I'm just, you know, I got my boat orders ready. I'm out, you know.
You're on high ground, man.
Exactly. So it's a little moist out here.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And well, like I said, good that the Colonels are in Dayton then. Although they had to endure that 9-hour bus trip, which is never a honey. I know the guys probably weren't looking forward to it.
No, but it's better than the trip home because they go after the game tonight in Dayton. They go to Bowling Green, Kentucky, which is about 4 hours. Play tomorrow night, Friday and Saturday night, 7 o'clock game, and then when that's over and they get done with all their post game stuff, then they hop back in the bus and drive back to Cedar Rapids, which is about 9.5 hours. So, You know, do the math there. You're looking at, you know, you might get into town at the stadium about 8:30 or so.
Oh, geez, and then play game.
Manager Tommy Watkins says he's just they have Sunday off, so he's just going to. Get off the bus and go play 18 holes of golf. So,
and knowing Tom, he probably would. And then probably back it up with some bowling and then, you know, other activities. He's playing a little pickup basketball, too. So, you know, Tommy's got a lot more energy than we do, I think.
I know, and I hate him for it, no doubt.
How is he doing as a first-year manager, do you think, JJ?
I think, well, you know, it's different, Mark. You know, just, you know, from being a coach to being a manager where, you know, maybe as a coach you can be more, I don't know if buddy is the right term, but maybe it is. And you're also, you know, only dealing with, you know, position players, you know, hitters. So, but here he's in charge of everybody and, you know, he can be your friend, but he's, you know, you also have to respect that he is your, you know, your authority as well. So, but I think he's done well. The guys seem to love playing for him. And, you know, in 4 more months, we'll see how much more improved they'll get individually and collectively. And I would expect that answer to be, you know, to be a lot.
If people should go out to the ballpark the rest of the spring or summer, give us a couple players to look at who may project to be major leaguers.
Sure. You know, first baseman Lewin Diaz is a kid from the Dominican Republic who's 20 years old, signed as an international free agent for, I think it was $1.4 million back when he was 16. He's got the, you know, power hitter's body and kind of this, the power hitter swing as well. He's a kid that I think projects as a potential major leaguer. You know, kind of in the mold of like a Sano with not quite, maybe quite as much power, but, you know, similar to that. Jermaine Palacios has had a great start to the season. His second season here as an everyday shortstop. You know, he came in here and didn't really play very well. I think he was psyched out by the cold weather, you know, as a young teenager from Venezuela last year. But he's kind of put all that aside, and he's had a great season to start out with, you know, hitting, you know, high 300s, which is really saying something. So, you know, those are two guys. Ben Rortvedt is the catcher who was their number two pick last year, out of a high school up in by Madison, Wisconsin. He's another kid that's raw and is kind of trying to figure things out, especially from an offensive standpoint at 19 years old. But, you know, he's got a lot of promise as well. And, you know, it just takes a little longer, obviously, for young catchers to kind of figure things out. But those are big position guys off the top of my head that really I think the Twins like a lot. And, you know, pitching-wise, there's a – I don't know if there's any real big prospects there right now, but you know, they're doing a great job, especially the six starters. And, you know, the bullpen's, you know, kind of following up as well. They've got, I think Baseball America did a thing that kind of adjusted team ERA to the parks that they played in, you know, kind of one of those analytics type charts. Cedar Rapids came in number one of all the minor league teams so far as far as adjusted ERA. So that really shows you something and how those guys are throwing the ball here the first month of the season.
Yeah, three of those starters have an ERA under three, and there's a half a dozen others out of the bullpen, same thing, under 3.00.
Yeah, you know, Sean Poppin is a guy, a right-hander from Harvard. I don't know what the heck he's doing playing baseball when he's got a degree from Harvard. He's throwing the ball really well. Clark Beaker is a kid, another older kid, college kid from Davidson that doesn't wow you with his stuff, but he really knows how to mix his pitches and can throw strikes with off speed, and that'll really do you well here at this level. And Tyler Wells, another big body guy, about 6'7", 265, another college guy out in California. He's really throwing the ball well and, you know, has, you know, low 90s fastball and some good breaking stuff. Those three in particular, I think, are really impressed. But, you know, Tyler Beardsley, Eduardo Del Rosario, Dominic Carlini, they go with the six-man rotation, and really all six of those guys have thrown the ball really well so far. And like you said, guys like Tom Hackamer out of the bullpen, who was, I think, a fourth-round draft pick out of St. John's. He's a kid that I think could move pretty quickly as you see him kind of progress through the system.
This is a team, we're not used to a team that hits this many home runs the last few years in Cedar Rapids for the Twins anyway, but this team's flexing its muscles a little bit during the first month of the season.
Yeah, you know, kind of a little reminiscent of that, the first year that the Twins were Colonels affiliate, where you had the guys like Buxton and you know, Adam Brett Walker and, you know, Dalton, DJ Hicks. Those guys could hit the ball as far as anybody. And there are some guys on this team. You know, you mentioned Diaz. You know, Travis Blankenhorn, there's a name that I know the Twins like. I failed to mention him as a third baseman. He can really put a charge into the ball as well. And kind of up and down the lineup, Mitchell Cranston has some pop. So they don't really have a whole lot of speed on this team, I wouldn't say. But I think they make up for it, you know, like you said, with the power potential and, you know, guys that can hit for average.
On the big league front, Jeff, I think you'd agree with me. The Minnesota Twins probably have the equivalent of 2.5 starters. It depends on whether Phil Hughes is going well or not. Santan and Santiago have been very good. Now, Kyle Gibson struggled, went sent down. The Twins did pick up, a reliever from Atlanta in the Danny Santana situation, and just today picked up Adam Welk off waivers from the Mets. But any Anybody at that AAA level, do you think, is it Barrios that might come up and help this club or somebody else?
Yeah, I think Barrios. It's just a matter of time for him. I mean, he's got absolutely nothing to prove in AAA anymore. It's just a matter of, you know, making that jump to the big leagues, and fastball command really has been the thing that has short-circuited him that way. Every opportunity he's got in Minnesota, he's failed to locate a fastball, but, you know, he's got great stuff, and he's young, and there's no question he's going to be a guy that they're going to rely on at some point, probably sooner rather than later. And, I like what the new bosses are doing. They didn't go in. I didn't think Mark and just wholesale changes right away. They kind of waited a little bit and, you know, kind of looked and saw what they had themselves. And they've started to jettison some guys that they don't, you know, think will fit or that, you know, they don't particularly like. And, they've tried to pick up some other guys. And quite honestly, with this Chapman and Wilkes guy, I had two guys I've never heard of before.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the Twins have been a surprise to a certain extent anyway, the big club. Staying in it in an American League Central right now that no one is running away with, not even the Cleveland Indians anyway. And I know that the guys on the Todd Brommelkamp show talked with the beat writer from the Trib yesterday, and he is very upbeat about where this team is headed anyway. We're starting to see more and more Cedar Rapids influence up there anyway, obviously with Byron Buxton, with Max Kepler and people like that. But we're going to see more and more coming up. If not this year, certainly next year for the Twins.
Yeah, you know, and then you got like Jorge Polanco was the guy that was here, and he's their everyday shortstop. And, you know, if you're a Twins fan, you have to really, really be encouraged by Miguel Sano and you know, what he's done here the first month or so of the season. And, you know, watch the game last night, and Buxton looked like he more than had a clue. I think he had three hits and one to left, one to center, and one to right field. Mm-hmm. So maybe he's starting to get it a little offensively too. So yeah, I mean, there's some pieces here, and you know, the core, the guys are young, and you know, now it's a matter for them, I think, of just coming up with some starting pitching, and that's kind of been the thing that, you know, they've drafted high, a lot of college pitchers and high school pitchers, and they have none of them have really panned out to the extent that they need them to pan out. So I think that's kind of with the, you know, Derek Falvey running the club, he's kind of the pitcher whisperer, so to speak, and he's, you know, that's kind of his forte. So we'll see how he's able to develop guys and moving forward and draft guys as well.
You also cover the Rough Riders, Jeff, as a lot of folks out there know, and the Cedar Rapids suffered through its worst season record-wise in franchise history. Looking back, do you think it was just one of those years, or as Mark Carlson started to restock through the recent draft?
Yeah, it was one of those years, I think, where everything went wrong, and I never thought I'd see a season like this out of a Carlson-coached or Carlson-run team. And, you know, they led the league in most goals given up and also led the league with fewest goals scored. So, I mean, if you're going to do it right, you might as well do it right.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's really started to restock. You know, it helps when you get, you know, first overall picks. They were able to draft a couple of guys that they really like that'll come in here. And I think he's not saying anything, but he might have a couple other tricks up his sleeve, so to speak, as far as players that he might bring in as free agents or guys that might that have been here that might return from college for a year or whatever. So they were dealt a blow with losing their goaltender, DeRitter, who came in and was very good for a 16-year-old kid thrown into the fire here in the USHL. And he accepted an invitation to go to the United States National Team Development Program last week. So that's a loss. They're going to have to start from scratch as far as goaltending goes. But, to me, this is just a blip, just kind of one of those years, and I expect them to be back up towards the top of the league, you know, this coming season.
A couple of guys, I think, that are Notre Dame recruits that they brought in.
Yeah.
Grant
Silianoff was their phase one guy, and the son of
one of the assistant coaches is Notre Dame at Notre Dame was also their phase two first round draft pick. So coming with good pedigree anyway, no doubt.
Yes, they are. Jeff Johnson joining us a couple more minutes here on the Gym Class on KGYM. Yesterday it was announced Valparaiso is going to be a new member of the Missouri Valley Conference starting in July. So they'll be facing both UNI and Drake coming up next year. You cover the Panthers, football and basketball. Yay or nay on the Crusaders?
From a basketball standpoint, it's good. I don't really know what the MVC could have done. I think pretty much now when you look at it, it's kind of cemented itself as probably a one-bid league in the NCAA tournament. When you lose to, bell cow programs and like they have in Creighton and Wichita State so close together. But, from a basketball standpoint, it fits. It's not really going to move the needle a whole lot geographically-wise. Valparaiso, I think, is right kind of in the middle of nowhere, fairly close to Chicago, I guess. But, there's only so much I think the league could do, and it'll be interesting kind of moving forward to see if they decide maybe to come up with two more teams and kind of split into divisions in the future. I don't think that obviously has been determined yet. But, Valpo's a good fit.
Well, you spent time covering small college football as well, and a very cool story with Trevor Heitland being invited to the 49ers camp, and we know the two players from Co who have played in the NFL. What did Trevor tell you upon his return?
I think he was still kind of taking it all in. It's all in internally. That was a great thing. It was, Iowa State was kind enough to let him come to its pro day before the draft, and I think that's probably what led to this invitation. And it was kind of last second. He gets told on Tuesday, yeah, come out, we'll let you come to our rookie minicamp. And then a day and a half later, he's in the air. But he said he thought he performed well and felt like he fit in. They see him as a slot receiver in pro football if he has a future in pro football, which makes sense because he's not a big guy and not overly fast or anything like that. But, just a great experience for him. Like he said, this is even if nothing comes of my pro football career, I can always, look back and say, hey, I got a tryout with the San Francisco 49ers, and that's pretty cool for, mm-hmm. for a Cedar Rapids kid going to a D3 school.
No doubt about that. All right, JJ, appreciate it. We will talk to you soon. Keep up the great coverage, and always good talking with you.
Thanks, boys. Anytime. Have a good night.
You too. Jeff Johnson, read his stuff at thegazette.com, joining us here on the Gym Class on KGYM. We're going to take a quick break. Don't forget, we still have a chance for you to win with City of Cedar Rapids Golf Department. That'll be coming up here. But when we come up next, we're going to talk to Chris Liss of rotowire.com, so stay with us.
The rotary phone. The cassette tape. Back when you needed those low-tech devices, your insurance company also needed 3 estimates for vehicle damage. Well, times have changed. Now you've got a sleek cell phone, and you decide where to take your vehicle to be fixed. Bob Mickey Collision Center works with all insurance companies, but they work for you. Nowadays, it's your car. It's your choice. Choose Bob Mickey Collision Center. Centerpoint Road, just off the Collins Road exit from 380 in Cedar Rapids.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
What are you doing, Dave? We need help with payroll.
I'm doing squats, Mr. Employee of the Month. I'm taking your advice and I'm working my butt off.
That's not what I meant.
Glutes of steel. Feel them. Right here.
Oh, Dave. Now I have to call HR.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Got some property to take care of? Let a Kubota help you out. Known worldwide as a leading seller of compact tractors and diesel utility vehicles, Kubota has the equipment to help you get your work done. With a variety of tractors and a range of horsepower options, Kubota delivers the efficiency, power, and comfort to handle light construction, landscape work, and chores on the farm. Take on your toughest jobs with a Kubota. See your local dealer today. To find your local Kubota dealer, visit iowakubotadealers.com.
Two hosts born and raised in Eastern Iowa, talking Eastern Iowa sports. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class, KGYM.
Back at 3:48 on the Gym Class on KGYM. I'm going to talk to Chris Liss of RotoWire.com. You have a baseball question, fantasy baseball question, maybe even an early fantasy football question. Go ahead and give us a call right now at 319-366-1600. That is also the number for the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, and that is also 319-366-1600. As Chris joins us here on the Wednesday edition of the program. Chris, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How about yourself, Scott?
Not bad. Not bad. Still overseas, or are you back in the good old USA yet?
I'm still in Lisbon.
Okay.
And I'm not coming back till July 1st. And then we're going back again in September, believe it or not.
Mm. A short respite then in America before you head back to Portugal.
Exactly.
Chris, there's a lot of Major League teams with pitchers on the disabled list, up one side and down the next, L.A., San Francisco, Seattle. It's almost a full-time, I bet, full-time job to keep track of these things and try to pick up players to plug the holes.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, part of it is 10-day DL. Through the first month, there had been 30% more DL stints. They just put people on more quickly because they don't have to put them on for the full 15 days. But there's been only 8% more days spent on the DL. So because it's 10 and not 15. Now, some of them, it doesn't matter. If it's Bumgarner, the guy's out for 2 months. You know, if it's Syndergaard, he's out for 2 months. Britton will be out for a month and a half. So it's just been pretty disastrous around the league. And as you said, there's a lot of big-name pitchers that are out.
Guys that are doing well so far, from your Yankees, Aaron Judge. 13 home runs so far this year for him. One guy in the National League, obviously Ryan Zimmerman, who leads in all three of the major categories right now, but we talked about Thames a little bit. But like Zach Cozart of the Cincinnati Reds. Reds are playing pretty good baseball, especially in the offensive side of things, but can they keep it up with guys like Cozart and others, including our own Scott Schebler, who's got 9 home runs so far?
Yeah, I would say no. I think the pitching is really sketchy, and when that falls apart, which it sort of already has, I mean, Amir Garrett has looked good. They sent him down. I don't know what the deal is there. I think that they will start to try to sell off what they can, trade whoever they can. I think the Cubs, even though their pitching has been poor and there's some real issues with Arrieta and Hendricks, will still creep to the top of that division and probably run away with it, in my opinion.
Our guy Byron Buxton picking things up a little bit. You didn't dump him, did you, Chris?
Oh, no way. I just doubled down at some guys. A lot of guys were saying, oh, his upside isn't that high anymore. We can't look at him like the guy that was the number one overall pick. I'm like, let's just give it some time. You know, he was so bad the first 3 weeks. It wasn't even like a bad player. It was like the man off the street getting it back. Like, that's what, I mean, Scott Unash could hit him for a better batting average, make more contact than Byron Buxton did for that first 2 weeks. But that to me was like, okay, something's wrong. Mentally, he's nervous or he's pressing or something's not right. And as soon as he kind of relaxed, they sent him down to the back of the order. He's hitting now. Mm. And I want to see what it looks like. I want to see when he gets this, you know, gets more stolen bases and hits a few more home runs. I mean, this guy they were comparing him to Willie Mays and Mike Trout when he came up. So that's probably a little too lofty, but let's see what he can do.
And this guy has very few infield hits, maybe a couple of bunt hits, and that's going to be his forte, beating out those infield grounders, getting on base, stealing the base.
Bunt the ball.
And piling up points for you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's so fast. I mean, I think he's actually faster than Billy Hamilton. He just has to work on his base-stealing technique. I mean, being that fast, you can pretty much steal anyway, but if you really learn how to read the pitchers and stuff, and you have that speed, you're pretty much unstoppable. So, you know, we'll see how good of a base stealer he ends up becoming. But he's got pop. You know, this isn't Billy Hamilton. This is a guy who can hit 20, 25 home runs. You know, he's like 6'1". You know, he throws a football like 75 yards. I mean, the guy is just a ridiculous athlete. And it's nice to see, you know, him actually showing some baseball skills, too.
Couple more minutes here with Chris Liss of RotoWire.com. You have a question at 319-366-1600. I wanted to ask you about about Mike Leake so far, the St. Louis Cardinals. ERA under 2. So far, 4 wins. And he, along with Lance Lynn, coming off the missed year last year, they've been helping St. Louis. But, man, they've been a big surprise as far as fantasy is concerned.
Yeah, the Cardinals, they always find it. Remember the year that Adam Wainwright was out for the year and they like won the World Series? I mean, they always figure out a way to get somebody, you know, good. And you know, Jaime Garcia one year was really good. And, you know, Waka was good for a while. And I don't know with Leake. You know, he's only struck out 27 guys in 40 and third innings. And he's got great command, and he's just not giving up home runs. And I wonder how sustainable that is, right? Because, you know, home runs, you know, people get the ball up in the air, and sometimes they go out of the park. Sometimes they're just long fly balls. And I think there's going to be some regression there where he's more of a 330, 340 ERA guy than what he is now.
49.96, I can't call since I'm at work, but looking for a starting pitcher in a trade with Altuve, who can I expect to get for Altuve?
I mean, you better aim pretty high. You know, Kershaw, Scherzer. There's not a whole lot of guys you should really be accepting. I don't know if the list goes beyond those two, actually.
Well, if it was an American League only, I don't know if it's all baseball, but certainly in the American League, I'm not sure. Sure. I mean, Kluber's on the DL right now. Sale. Yeah. That would be.
Sale is pitched like Kershaw. I mean, Sale is AL Kershaw right now, and it's just, and that's a tough park for a lefty to pitch in, and he is just destroying it. I mean, look, I think Altuve, if we were to draft again, would go ahead of Sale, but it's not a crazy, that's a fairish trade, yeah.
If you had a chance, Chris, real quick, you or your staff to digest any of the rookies coming out in the NFL this season?
Yeah, we looked at some of them. I mean, Leonard Fournette is going to go in the top 2 rounds in every league. He's going to get a big workload. He's going to just crowd out Ivory and TJ Yeldon. I think he's there for the, Christian McCaffrey is kind of the fun one. Like, how much do they use him? If you're in a PPR league, does he go full Darren Sproles and catch 80 balls? And, you know, how many rushes does he get? I mean, Jonathan Stewart is on his last leg. You know, I mean, that's not a solution. Those other guys, Fozzie Whitaker, I mean, they don't really have any depth. I mean, Christian McCaffrey to me is the guy that's, it would be fun to own.
One question on the text line, Chris, 2649. Is Keon Broxton the real deal?
He's kind of like Buxton, right? Their names are almost identical, right? And
yeah.
B-X-O-N, and they both have strike out way too much, but they both have great speed and some pop. I don't know, you know, it depends. I don't know if he ends up being, you know, B.J. Upton. Peak B.J. Upton was 2040, by the way. It's something you can live with. Mike Cameron, or better. I don't know. But he's for real to some extent. Yes, he is a power speed guy who, if he plays, is going to be 20, 30, 20, you know, 25, 30. He's going to be solid.
Cool.
All right. Appreciate that. And, hey, Chris, I know you're always digesting things. And as far as football is concerned, you got baseball things. If people are interested about equality for trades, what have you, you got all that at rotowire.com with your great staff, I know.
Yes, appreciate it. You guys can get a free 10-day trial at rotowire.com/trial. You don't need a credit card. Just check it out. And after 10 days, you can make your subscription decision in earnest after you've seen everything. Again, it's rotowire.com/trial. All the football rankings and projections are coming up this week, so highly recommend it.
All right. Hey, Chris, appreciate it. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks, all right?
Thanks, Scott. Take care. Talk to you in a couple weeks.
You bet. Chris List, rotowire.com. Check him out. Good stuff all the time. Rotowire.com. We're going to get you updated with what happened with Lunchbox Heroes today. And we will do that coming up in just a moment. We're also going to give away our City of Cedar Rapids golf package. 2 rounds, 2 sleeves of golf balls to any of the 4 golf courses here in Cedar Rapids. And we're going to do that right now to caller number 6, 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. Kyle is going to get your information and wish you all the best of luck out on the golf course. John Cranton joins us coming up tomorrow. We'll look back at the Derby, look ahead to the NBA and NHL playoffs. 2 Game 7s coming up tonight, Mark.
Indeed.
All right. That's going to wrap things up on the show. Todd Rommelkamp Show coming up next.
My name's Ryan Kelly. I'm a project foreman here for Myron Construction, working on Madison Street resident on the Elizabeth Catlett Hall. I've been here since July of 2015. So been here since we were still drilling piers into the ground to bring the building up. We're winding down. We're looking to finish it up the end of this month. Right now we're doing a lot of finish work, getting the exterior finished up. See a lot of guys running through here. I know right now we've had just over 1,500 guys come through, be orientated.